We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That you can't replicate, you can't come close to replicating the speed of the game and the defenses you'll see, the talent level, everything else. The schemes in the college game. Whereas with a position like wide receiver and running back, not that there's not busts at both those positions,
right.
you way more can. If I see T.J. Watt in college pounding on a really good All-American left tackle,
you kind of think it'll
transfer. Good,
right?
Yeah, and you just can't, especially the ability to process the game. That doesn't get talked about enough. Your ability to process the game at a high rate of speed in the NFL, to identify a coverage, to be able to get the ball to the right receiver. And people like Johnny Football, you mentioned him, Josh Rosen, Tim Tebow, people like that, and many, 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 many others couldn't, whereas other guys surprise you, you know? Guys drafted in the lower rounds turn out to be really good quarterback. Russell Wilson comes to mind as one. Where you're not sure because of the height, right? He's an even 6 feet, and then he becomes an unbelievable NFL quarterback. It's just throughout history, and I don't think it's gotten any better. You can't tell, based on college, what you're looking at. Now, inside linebacker maybe is another difficult position, Ron, although you look at all the guys drafted in the top 10 at that position over the years, most of them, when people take a risk to take an inside linebacker in the top 10, there's been a lot of stars drafted, guys like Brian Urlacher. The Steelers appear to have whiffed in a big way, and Devin Bush again became a big story the other night. And if you just watch him, and I went back and watched his every snap.
He had 15 of them.
I just watched him. He doesn't appear to want to take on blockers with violence. Now, sometimes I realize that's not the best route that you mentioned Miles Jack. He made a play where he slipped a guy. You know, he didn't bowl somebody over. He smartly slipped a guy and made a hit.
That was sort of like a third and one play that he hit the guy for a loss.
This guy, Bush, never makes a hit, period. Whether it's someone trying to block him or the ball carrier. He had zero tackles.
Never showed up on the score sheet.
Thoughts?
I never saw him either. Again, he only played 15 snaps, didn't get a lot of playing time. But when he was out there, I never noticed him one time. Again, I noticed Miles Jack. You know, I noticed, how about Witherspoon making that tackle outside was really
impressive.
That was
a nice play.
That was a real nice play. I never noticed Bush. I just never did.
Now, to be fair, I didn't think that Bob Spillane bathed himself in glory. He got smoked on at least one pass play of a guy coming out of the backfield, and I honestly didn't notice him too much either.
No,
there were times... And, man, you better hope Miles Jack stays healthy. There were times, several snaps, where it was Bush and Spillane together, and it didn't go well. It just didn't go well, Ron. There was one cutback run. I forget who ran it, but it looked like last year, honestly. When Bush and Spillane were out there together, it looked like last year with Seahawks run game.
Seattle ran well against them. They did. Seattle had 26 carries, 159 yards. That's 6.1 yards per average.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good for now. Steelers ran the ball well, too, although it was a little little off mark because Sims had the end around. But
right.
That's still, it was 38 yards. That's going to be part of their offense.
Yeah.
But they gave up an average of 6.1 yards per rush.
I can't put any stock in that, though, other than the Bush and Spillane thing, because their whole defensive line
yeah.
didn't play.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Exactly. Neither did Watt, Highsmith.
But I'm just saying, though.
At times it looked like last year.
We saw the same thing that we did last year.
Yeah, we did. Mostly, did you notice Spillane in the game?
No.
The only time I noticed
really
him was when the back leaked out of the backfield and outran him, and somebody else got a first down by cutting back on him.
I really didn't notice him.
Hence the Roquan Smith talk, you know? I mean, that's still, in my opinion, a position with major question marks all around it is inside linebacker. I mean, Miles Jack made a play, but again, this ain't Cincinnati on September 11th.
No, but he didn't play very much either. He got 8 snaps, so, you know, he didn't play much either. At least I noticed him.
Will Devin Bush be on this team at the end of camp?
I'm going to say yeah, unless they get somebody better in here. I think they're going to just keep him around and see what he can do. Hopefully he gets better. I don't know if he's going to be starting on opening day, but I think he'll be here, and I think he'll get his share of snaps.
And that
may be bad.
I don't know if he'll get his share of snaps, except that Spillane is the alternative, so maybe he will, you know?
Right. I think maybe they could divide it, you know, split the snaps, and they're going to give Jack a break too.
Maybe go to a 4-3 might be the answer, with Miles Jack in the middle.
Maybe.
At least in sub-package football, find ways to keep those guys off the field. I'm being honest about that, Spillane and Bush.
I hear you.
You know? And 70% of the time they play sub-package football anyway. Just for blanks and giggles, Ron, would you trade Deontay Johnson and a second-round pick for Roquan Smith? If you knew you could sign him?
Yeah, if you knew you could sign it. Now, it's funny. These NFL Network, these polls come out, top 100 players again. They had Roquan Smith like in the 80s.
Did they?
Among best players in the league.
Which, I mean, that's not that bad, really.
Yeah, but I thought he'd be a little bit higher. But you know what? The way the Pickens kid looks is just, they have some receivers. They do.
That's the thing.
They do have. And again, it's Claypool. What is Claypool going to do? You trade Deontay, is Claypool going to be able to be a 1 or a 2 for you?
It's a good question.
Even if Pickens is going to be number 1, but they clearly, this Boykin kid has shown them, you know, cast off by the Ravens.
What about Olszewski?
He's showing them something. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
As a little slot guy.
Gunner,
what about Sims?
Sims has looked good in camp. They do have some receivers.
But the story there, to me, your ability to even think about a trade like that is predicated on Pickens. The fact that you have him.
He looks like a pro. He does.
He looks like a star waiting to happen.
Right. Big. I didn't realize. I saw him in the locker room after the game. I didn't realize how big he is. He's a tall kid.
You might be doing yourself a favor by making room for him. Not to mention, you're bringing in an absolute stud in the middle of your defense. That to me, in that defense, and maybe Miles Jack would be really, really good. But I want a leader moving forward for that defense right in the middle.
But again, as you said, you got to figure out how to pay them.
With money, Ron. With money. So you send Deontay's salary their way. Send his contract their way. Bring in another guy and pay him. that's the beauty of not having to pay a quarterback hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exactly.
And then down the road, something happens where you have to start paying offensive guys tons of money. Well, then you make decisions then. But right now, man, to have Bush and or Spillane on the field for any significant amount of time, I am not a fan of in that defense. I'm just not. Other things you noticed, Ron, could be anything from a popcorn vendor to a defensive lineman. Just random things you noticed. May I go first?
Sure.
Steven Sims. How about him?
Punt return and a long play, right?
And a long play. And then I went back and looked at this guy's career. It's very interesting. He is, unlike our guy Ray Ray, this guy has a way of scoring touchdowns.
Don't be knocking Ray Ray.
Ray Ray had zero touchdowns in his Steelers career. This guy in Washington had 71 attempts from scrimmage and 6 touchdowns. He had another one on a kick return, 91 yards. He scored Washington's only touchdown in the playoff loss to Tampa. He's interesting to me. He had a 65-yard run in New England. I'm very interested in this guy, and I'm wondering if it's him against Olszewski or is it Connor Hayward against Olszewski for a roster spot.
Connor Hayward had some nice plays.
I like him.
Real nice plays. I mean, he's listed as a tight end. I don't know that he's going to take a wide receiver spot. Could he take, and you know, could he replace Derek Watt? Maybe.
Interesting thought.
How they do on the special teams, I think, will be a real big part of it. I thought the running backs looked really good.
Yeah.
I thought McFarland, that's the best I've ever seen him look. I mean, he made people miss. He looked fast. He looked elusive. Again, who's he playing against? I get it. And I thought the Warren kid really ran hard. He broke tackle after tackle, although he put the ball in the turf, didn't he? Tomlin called him out on it, too.
He got absolutely smashed
on
that
play. Apparently this has been an issue at camp.
Has it?
Too. Yeah.
Well, and then that could keep him from making the team.
I was the one that asked Tomlin about it. He goes, well, I like their competitiveness. He goes, but I didn't like him. He immediately brought up the fumble.
Yeah, I'm watching this kid, and I think he's the second best running back on the team. I think he might be the second best back on the team, honestly.
Well,
I believe that.
I said it's been an issue at camp. So is breaking tackles. He's opened eyes at camp, too.
Let's look at some of McFarland's. Do I have that here? I don't think I have that here.
Well, his first run was 24 yards. Made a guy miss. And then I think he had a 9, a 7, and a 7-yard run.
He did. And he looked different. But, again, I feel like I've seen Anthony McFarland in the preseason show something. And then when it gets to regular season, he's just there's something that doesn't happen.
I talked to him after the game. And, you know, he said that last year was so frustrating for him. He felt like he had a good camp. He did have a good camp and preseason. He tore his MCL right before the opening game.
Yeah.
And he said he was never the same. He only played in 2 games. Couldn't get a helmet once he got healthy. But I remember him, he was pretty impressive, but he's got to stay healthy.
Is Benny Snell football in trouble to make the roster?
I'm hearing. Unless this knee injury is worse than, you know, they let on, it's apparently not. Apparently they love him on special teams.
Yeah.
So, and he's done, as we've pointed out, on those occasions when he's had opportunities, he's been pretty good. But he hasn't, you know, he's been hurt. And, you know, they never took Najee off the field.
Well, somebody of those guys is not going to make it, I think. And I like Warren. I think Warren right now is the second best running back in this camp. I really do believe that. And I also think that Connor Hayward is a perfect guy for Matt Canada's offense if we're talking about the Pitt offense.
Did you see the quotes from Pickett? That Pickett wanted him
out there. He wanted him out there, yeah.
He said, we have a chemistry. I know where he's going to be. I wanted
him
out there.
He's
not a bad endorsement.
He's a guy that can be H-back slash tight end slash who cares what position he is. He's running around making big catches.
And he's got to make some plays on special teams.
And I did notice him on special teams a little bit. I think
Warren
he has a pretty
a
good chance.
On the kickoff team,
he did.
Too. And he was tickled by that after the game.
I think there's good competition at receiver, too. I mean, all around, guys who can catch the ball from whatever position it might be. But I have a funny feeling about Hayward. He seems like a guy the Patriots have employed over the years, whether it was who's the guy they used to have? James White was one.
He just retired.
Who was the other running back they had for a long time?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
It wasn't Troy Brown. It wasn't him because he was a receiver.
He was a receiver.
But they've had guys like that that are just, are they jacks of all trades, Ron, or jack of all
He's
trades?
He's a hybrid type player.
Yeah. Hybrid.
Hybrid.
That's exactly what he is. I liked it, and I liked watching him. And Miles Boykin seemed to be a guy who can get you a little bit of body position and catch the ball. I just don't know if there's not enough spots for all these guys, right?
Nope. And that's a good problem to have. You talk about body position. You know what? One of the things I liked best about Pickens' touchdown, I mean, it was a perfect throw from Mason, but he pushed off Pickens just
a little bit, yeah.
Just enough to get a little bit of an opening there, but not enough to be called. I thought that was a big-time wide receiver play.
It was. A little bit of Tony toe tap
yeah,
there at the end.
Yeah, got the toe tap down. But, I mean, I thought he had created a little separation with just a little bit of a nudge.
Ron, it's 3rd and 11 in New England. Who's on the field, or in Cincinnati, who's on the field for the Steelers week one? 5 offensive linemen, I certainly hope, although they might need 8 the way they block. The quarterback would make 6. Who else?
Najee.
We have room for 5 more.
Najee is 7.
Okay.
Deontay, 8.
Okay.
Claypool, 9.
Uh-huh.
Pickens, 10.
Uh-huh.
And Freiermuth, 11.
Okay. Najee,
basic,
DJ,
basic,
Claypool,
you know,
Pickens,
3 Fryer wide receivers, 1 tight end, 1 back.
Who does that leave out? Anybody?
No, I don't think. You're starting running back, you're starting tight end, and your first 3 wide receivers.
Okay, definitely Pickens. So, yeah, no Austin, no anybody else.
None of these other wide receivers.
They
Austin didn't play the other, and apparently he's got a foot injury that nobody knew about because practice wasn't available to watch on Friday. Apparently he has some sort of foot injury. Tomlin doesn't think it's serious.
Well, then you're also, by the way, we're leaving 5 guys to block unless Najee is included in that, correct?
Yeah.
Which might not be a good thing, the way that this line blocks. I think a lot of times you're going to need help. Somebody's going to have to help. I don't know if it's the tight end.
Yeah, Freiermuth
or
may
Najee.
Stay in, although on a 3rd and 11, I want him out.
So do I. I want all those guys out. But Najee's going to have to do a lot of blocking this year. That's the bottom line to me, and then just leak out and be, you know, a check down, whatever.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to help these guys. That's going to be – that to me was by far and away, even way beyond Devin Bush, the leaky pass blocking was a story to me in this game.
No doubt. You're right.
Coming up, Deshaun Watson did an interview the other night. The Browns already have an injury, and Peter King –
2 injuries, 2 key injuries for them.
Peter King visited Chiefs camp and talked to Juju. I think you'll be interested in what Juju told him. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Or visit him online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Fan hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests, and it's 1120. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.